Do you feel harassed that you're getting another new episode like straight away? Well, this is a surprise. Basically, so a couple of years ago, I was actually thinking of doing something like this, kind of like a show where I would kind of explain, you know, what some of my songs are about, because I get a lot of questions about that. and so that's kind of what this is. It's like kind of like a behind the music, kind of like, you know, in those Genius videos where they like bring people on and they like explain what the fuck a song means. But this is basically because somebody very special asked for me to do that. So let's get into it. Full disclosure, this is basically an episode of Jennifer Loves Her Boyfriend Very Much, but like, make it a musical. So, oh, that's okay. Talked about Cloud Nine before on the show, on the Valentine's episode, if I'm remembering correctly. At the time I wrote it, and still now, I was very much in sort of this perpetual honeymoon, I'm very happy, hooray kind of moment, but also having this whole, is this really happening kind of situation. And like I say all the time, I really do believe that sometimes you can bring the things that you want and that you need into your life, right? And I really do feel that that happened for me in terms of this relationship and this person that I found. And I explained this to him the other day, right? I had been reading this play, Translations. And there's this beautiful scene that I've always referred to as the always scene, where these two characters are in love, but neither of them speak the same language, and they're trying to communicate how they feel. And there's this line where, you know, they're trying to communicate the idea of like always being together. And that always really stuck with me. And when I was reading it kind of like last year, kind of like springtime, and I was thinking I really wanted to kind of draw something like that into my life. And then eventually he fucking showed up, and I was like, wow, this feels exactly like that. And I remember telling him about that play when, you know, kind of we were first getting to know each other a bit better, and just kind of thinking, well, this is what I was waiting for. He's what I was waiting for. Oh my God, it happened. So this song was kind of about how I had kind of drawn him closer to me, and it was almost like I created him in my mind, out of, you know, that sheer desire for somebody who was kind of perfect for me. And then it happened, and that reminded me of the Sylvia Plath poem, which is why she gets name checked. Hey girl. But it was, and I kind of wanted to create this kind of ethereal, hiding in the clouds, moment with it, because that was how I felt when I thought about our relationship. And I felt very kind of, you know, candy floss, living in the sky kind of vibes. So I tried to kind of create that in a song, and I very much enjoyed what I came up with. And it felt very Valentine's Day, because it was a late addition to the album. So it was on the deluxe edition, but I wanted to release it as a single, and I chose Valentine's Day because I thought, you know, this is how I hope that I still feel on Valentine's Day. And I did. So it all worked out.
Let go, but it's not so.
I wrote Closer to Madness about my kind of struggle to accept the invitation to be happy. Because I had a lot of, as you can probably tell if you're a regular listener to this podcast, I had a lot of worries about, you know, how things in my life had gone before. And I was thinking, you know, what if this is just going to be more of the same and it's all going to go badly? So I had a lot of anxiety about the idea of giving things a chance. And it was like, I really wanted to, you know, be with someone and be happy. But at the same time, it's sort of trying to, as is heard many times in the song, let go and accept that maybe it's going to be okay. And kind of allowing yourself to fall into that moment where you fall in love with someone, you feel a bit like you're going crazy, because it's like, you know, your perspective on things changes and you feel different about things and you react differently to things. And it's almost like you kind of change and you're not sure if that's a good thing or not at first. But as you go further, it gets better and it gets less scary. But it's getting to that point, allowing yourself to feel positive, allowing yourself to trust that someone is going to look after you and they're not going to hurt you. And saying yes to not only them, but to the part of yourself that wants to be with them and wants to say yes, you know, and saying, okay, I know this is scary. I know it could go badly, but it could also be good. Why don't we try this? You know, so it was, you know, when I feel things, I write things. So it was kind of that conflict within myself of like, I really want to try this. I want to see how it goes. And this other part that was like, girl, you are such a dumb bitch. What are you doing? I can tell you how this is going to go. It's going to be fine for a bit and then it's going to get all fucked up. And then you're going to be sad and you're going to write a bunch of fucking sad poems and songs and be depressed. And yeah, but then there's this other part that's like, girl, it could be good though. We could write happy things. We could be happy. We don't know. Like, you know, don't be so negative all the time. And then the other part's like, bitch, I'm trying to protect us. Can you not be like this for like 5 seconds? And then the other part's like, can you not be like this for 5 seconds? Can we just like fucking relax and like try and be positive and happy for like 2 minutes? And then there's this like central me just like, what the fuck is going on? I have no idea what is happening right now. So like that, but as a song, basically. A BuzzFeed quiz told me that in 2020 I'm gonna get love, marriage, and popularity. So bitch, I better. Thank you. I fucking wrote that like December, like a crazy bitch, right? Firstly, I feel like I've spoken about this before. Or the, like at least this part. Maybe I spoke to someone else, but I don't know. Anyways, the bit at the beginning, the spoken part, wasn't originally in the song. But I added it in because I felt like there should be an intro to it, but I didn't know what I wanted. Do you know what? What I did want, but I knew he would never, ever agree to it, right? I wanted, because you know there's like the little phone thing at the end, right? Because I was trying to make it like, you know how like in the early 2000s you'd have songs that like would start with like phone calls or voicemails or something, and I thought it was so cute. And I kind of done something similar before in the song Voicemails that I did on the last record, but I wanted to kind of, you know how like love songs would start with like a little kind of conversation between like the two people and whatever, and it would be really cute. And I wanted to do something like that, right? But I knew before I even asked, and I didn't ask because I knew that he would never agree to doing a cute little recording with me of like a little fake conversation between us for me to put at the beginning of a song that I was going to release that would be like released everywhere all across the world. I knew full well he would say no, because he's not into kind of having everything about himself like out there in the way I am, which is fine because it means more attention for me. But anyway, but like that was like my original thing, and I was like, I want to do something like that, but then I was like, it's not gonna happen, he's not gonna do it. So I was like, okay, I still want to do something like that. And then I thought about like, and it's not, it wasn't a BuzzFeed quiz, right? It was so I saw this thing on Twitter, right? It was just before New Year, because I added the little spoken bit at the beginning quite late in the process of making the song. I kind of added that kind of, I think, around the last week of December, because I wrote the song at the start of December and everything, and then I was sort of searching for something for the beginning for like the whole month of December. So I saw this thing on Twitter. It was like a word search. I had all these different words hidden in it. And you had to like the first three words that you saw was supposed to be what you were going to get in 2020, right? And mine was love, marriage, and popularity. And I was like, yo, that's cute. So naturally, I fucking saved that shit to my camera roll. And I put it on my dream board. Anyways, and then I thought, that's it, I'm gonna put that in the song. Like, I was like talking to someone on the phone, like, so this is gonna happen for me, and it fucking better happen for me, you know? Anyways, so I started writing this song in like December, the start of the month, right? There was this moment, I was listening to like a very early demo of it that I'd recorded. I was on the beach because I was on holiday at the time. And I was sitting there, it was quite late, and I just got done watching some anime, and so I was like, okay, let me listen back to this and, you know, check if I still like it, because I do that when I'm kind of in the process of writing things. I will put like the demos on my phone so I can listen to them out and about and just sort of see, you know, do I still like this, what can I change about this, what do I want to do, kind of situation. And so I put it on and I'm on the beach, it's late, it's a bit kind of blustery and scary, but it was still nice. And I'm listening to it and I'm just thinking, yeah, bro, yeah. And I really fucking felt it, because the song itself was kind of about, because you know that thing at the start of a relationship where you're like,
the thought of being separated from them is like fucking terrifying, and you hate it, and you want to like be with them all the time, and you want to have their attention all the time. And that moment when you don't have it kind of almost feels like fun too, because you're like thinking about them and waiting for them to get back to you or to be near you and stuff. And it's like this kind of anticipation and like, oh my God, you know? God, I haven't stopped feeling that, which is very me. So it's kind of about that moment when you're waiting for them to not be busy doing something else, you know? And I'd be like, hey, are you gonna fucking pay attention to me soon? Hi, I'm right here, and I totally love you, and I want you to, I know you do love me, but I would quite like you to verbalize that, or do something to, hi, I need fucking attention. But like, he'd be like asleep or something, or like busy, or like at work or something, and I'm like, I'm so needy, baby needs attention, what the fuck, you know? Which is kind of my permanent state, really. So of course, I wrote a fucking song about it. And it's very kind of devotional and emotional, you know, which is my two central states, really. But it's kind of self-aware. It's like, you know, I know that I'm fucking annoying, and I know I'm a lot, right? But please still love me as often as possible with great enthusiasm, because I love you. And do you know what? I get asked about the fucking title for this all the time. Waiting for Happiness. I nicked that from his Twitter bio. I didn't even come up with that. He did. And because I'm a scammer, I'm a thief in the night. But like linguistically, and it's not there anymore. And I have a theory, right? And this is so fucking narcissistic. I have this theory that he took it out because he found Happiness, bitch, and she's an Aquarius, and she's really annoying. But he still loves her. Oh, I'm not supposed to call myself. He said to me, I'm not supposed to call myself annoying. But like, I am. What am I supposed to do? Anyways, but yeah, that's what the title's from. I didn't even come up with that. So really, I don't know. Should I split the royalties on that with him? I'm not going to do that. No, I might do that. If he gets a lawyer involved, I might. But he wouldn't do that. He's a nice person. But it was just kind of about like, you know, kind of those sleepless nights of, oh God, I feel so many things and I don't know how to deal with it. And I love this person so much and it feels great, but also it needs constant, you know, maintenance as an emotion. Because that's what it is. That's love, bitch.
From today, hides at my head.
I wrote Aquarius about basically me being an Aquarius. It's kind of like an instruction manual on how to deal with my shit, you know? I will be very confusing and annoying and full of nonsense, but I'm going to blame it on my star sign and you're going to deal with it, you know? That made me sound way worse than I actually am. And I mean, that's not technically about my boyfriend, but it's like, I mean, he's mentioned in it, you know, the line about I've been driving in your car. I pictured it being his car. I do not have a car. He has a car. I might steal it and just go driving around and shit because I'm an Aquarius, bro. Get with the program. But but it's just kind of about that energy I have. And you know, sometimes I do things that don't make sense, but like it makes sense to me in like a really weird way. Like when I used to dye my hair, I used to dye my hair blonde, and I talk about that in the song. And I did used to do that. Like literally, it felt like I was escaping. It was like when I did that, I could be a different person, you know, from who I was before. And you know, because I did feel like the person I was before, I kind of needed to kind of get away from her and be someone different. And I was this, you know, kind of little girl in the big city at university living my life. And I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to be blonde. I can do what I want. I'm an Aquarius. Wow. My hair did not thank me for it, I must say. She did not like it. And I am sorry to her. But it was escapism. I felt like I was in the movies, you know, bleaching my hair and walking out of the bathroom completely different to how I walked in. It was liberating and freeing, you know. And it's just, you know, sometimes I'll do shit that's confusing and weird and you'll be like, whoa, what the fuck? But at the center of it, it's just kind of me trying to kind of find where I belong. But I'll always come back. I might be confusing and weird and sometimes I disappear and shit, but I'll always come home. Like a really astrology focused boomerang. I should probably make clear, because I can already feel a passive aggressive email coming from certain people who have an interest in my music being streamed or purchased rather than played for free on a podcast. Aquarius comes out on the 28th of February, this Friday, on streaming services and digital platforms. And you can already buy Deus Ex Machina, my new album, on streaming services and digital stores. And also, you can get the deluxe edition, which includes Aquarius and all the other things, on Bandcamp. So... If you've enjoyed listening to them here, perhaps consider purchasing or streaming them so that I do not get another email about how bad it is for me to play my music for free on a podcast from people above me who would quite like to make money from this whole endeavour. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm very interested in getting money too, but how am I supposed to explain the songs if I don't play them, right? And also, you know what? I'm just gonna say it, like, I very much appreciate the people that do purchase stuff and stream it, and I love when you guys message me or, you know, send me stuff on social media, and it does mean a lot, and I'm very grateful. And that's why I don't mind like putting stuff on the podcast, because I know that you guys have got my back, and that really means a lot to me. So yeah, this is really just like a subtweet, but like vocally. I know that you're gonna email me and say, for God's sake, will you stop playing them for free? But I mean, this is like, it's like the radio, but like on the internet. Fuck on, relax. It's fine. It's fine. We're all still going to get what we need. It's going to be okay. But yes, Aquarius is out on Friday. The album is out now. So if you do feel like you would like to purchase them, you can go and do that. Thank you.
I wrote the first version of Dream Serene fucking ages ago. And I didn't do anything with it. I had kind of a version of it worked out, but I just didn't like it. Like, originally the idea kind of came to me in a dream, right? Someone said to me in this dream, "You're not dead yet." And I just thought, I like that. I remembered it when I woke up, and I just sort of started just writing things down and figuring things out. It's one of the many songs where I've essentially written it backwards because I wrote the lyrics first, which I know you're not meant to do, but, you know, when have I ever done things properly? So I came up with, you know, with a song, and I recorded it a couple of times. I couldn't get it to a point where I liked it. But initially I've been very excited about it, and I previewed it a little bit on my Instagram, and I got a lot of messages about it, you know, sort of over time, people saying, "When are you going to release that? You've released like almost everything else you've previewed. When's that coming?" There is another song, that is in the same sort of purgatory. Love Her Better, which I don't know if I will ever release that. I don't know. And I'm sorry about that. But anyways, so I remember I mentioned it when I was talking to my boyfriend, and he said, "Well, you should do it. You should just release it." And I was like, "No, you're not the boss of me. What the fuck?" But I mean, I did in the end. So who was right? But no, I re-recorded it, and I rewrote it, actually. I basically just redid it entirely, because it's very different to the other version that I have of it, which will probably never see the light of day. And it's kind of, in a sense, kind of like a sequel to Aquarius, in the sense that Aquarius is kind of about me kind of maintaining my Aquariusness and, you know, my thirst for freedom, and, you know, I'll be confusing and annoying and probably quite frightening to you, and I'm sorry about that. But Dream Serene is kind of like finding a way to make that compatible with a Capricorn. Because on paper, actually, Aquariuses and Capricorns absolutely doesn't work, right? Everything I fucking read is like, no, it's never gonna work. The Aquarius is too crazy and spontaneous and literally vanishes into thin air at some points, and the Capricorn wants stability and is very sensible and things like that. So it shouldn't work, but it fucking does, right? So Dream Serene was kind of about that, about how I kind of found a way for it to work, you know? Because when you have something good in your life, that is freedom. And so I kind of figured it out, you know, I cracked the code. So I kind of wanted to write about that. And so I ended up kind of, I don't want to say repurposing it, really, because I don't think that's true. It's just a couple of lines that the two songs have in common. Almost everything else is very different. But it was like the original version was kind of this abstract idea of love and happiness and serenity. And then the version I released, and this version, it's like I managed to realize it because I was experiencing it for real, in a very real and upfront sense, and I could draw from that and take those things and make them into something even more beautiful than they were originally. And so so that is what it became. I may one day release the original version, but let's be real, I probably won't, so no one get excited. Well, I hope you had fun on this lovely little exploration.
of things. Let me know if you had a good time. We can do this for some of the other stuff I've released. But I had fun. This is fun. I like getting to talk about these things because, like, I get to talk about it sometimes in, like, interviews and stuff like that and when we're doing press and everything, but just talking with you guys is fun. I like it. It feels very free. But we'll be back again next Sunday for another regular episode with all the fun that that entails, and I will see you then. Good night, my love, for the second time today.